It's time for Frank Ski's Inspirational Vitamin.
God's people, this is your man, Kirk Franklin. And for everybody who's a little discouraged and brokenhearted, here's something that'll lift you up.
Frank Ski's Inspirational Vitamin.
Let the devil know that you're encouraged.
On 96.3 WHUR.
Hallelujah.
Hey, everybody. It's Frank Ski, and it is time for your Inspirational Vitamin. Do you remember the story in the Bible of the two blind men that saw Jesus coming down the road and they begged Jesus to come over and bless them? It's in Matthew 20. Two blind men sitting next to the road, when they heard Jesus was coming their way, they began shouting, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." You know, all through the Bible, you have situations and stories like that where people saw Jesus in the distance and began calling his name, crying for him, just to touch them, have mercy on them, heal them, and more. And most people thought those people were crazy. Most people thought the two blind men on the side of the road were actually nuts and crazy and paid them no attention. And the closer Jesus got in the story, the louder they became until Jesus came over and blessed the two men. Many of you all live your life the same way. You think that you don't deserve God's blessing, or the things that you've done, God can't help you with, or the illness that you have in your body, God can't fix, or the relationship issues, or the issue you have with your job or finances is so big that God can't fix it. See, what you need to do is be like the two blind men. And all through the Bible, there are characters that have done the same thing. Call out to God, ask him for his forgiveness and blessing on your life, and watch how God changes in an instant. I'm Frank Ski, and that's your inspirational life.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. They don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story.
You don't know
the things.
You don't know the things that I've come through.
You cannot imagine.
You cannot imagine.
The pain, the trials
I've had to endure.
You don't know
my story. You don't know the day he
said. I was at my lowest.
At my lowest point.
You don't know my story, the anguish and the guilt that consume me. Grateful I can tell it, for no more shall the shackles condemn me. You don't know my story.
You just don't know.
For if you did, you would lift up your hands. Let me tell you, by faith you may as well break out and dance.
I love this about God, because even though I'm not perfect,
my story
and my deliverance, what I want to share is my testimony. Somebody needs to know my story.
It would blow your mind.
Can I get a witness?
You don't know
my story.
My story.
And it's through my testimony.
Through my testimony.
That I overcome.
And the blood you shed.
I've been delivered. I've been set free. And
testimony,
God's favor,
grace and mercy,
love
and peace.
person.
I'm
I want you to know that.
Here's my story.
Life in
favor.
Thank you for bringing me out.
Thank you, Jesus.
You don't know. You think you know, but let me tell it.
Life in favor.
Thank you for your mercy.
God of mercy.
And you love me. Life and favor.
Life and favor upon me.
Oh, how wondrous.
Oh, how wondrous.
God is my story.
Life
and favor
upon me.
You wouldn't believe my real testimony. Can't imagine. Some people, they walked out on me and they gave up on me, said I wouldn't make it, but God brought me out.
All the things I've gone.
If you only knew, you'd understand why I praise like this. Come on, can we take it up?